get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. This is Ashley Burgess. This is Sunday evening, and it's Super Bowl Sunday for everybody. The other day, we just had Groundhog Day, which is one of my favorite days and favorite films, so that's really cool. We've been talking and recounting about regret. We've been talking about frustration. We've been talking about anger, and we've been talking about resentment. And all those types of things create an issue in our life and become difficult, you know, and we're trying to deal with all that. So we've been accepting calls and we're waiting for other calls tonight. If you'd like to call in at 888-787-5543, 888-787-5543. So here we go. We're going to be talking about, like, you know, how to deal with life and how to make those changes. And it looks like we have a caller here, caller on line two. Hello, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, Ashley, I'm pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing great. How's your evening? Are you watching the Super Bowl as well?
Yeah, I'm flipping through channels. I got bored with the commercials this year. I don't think they're as good as they have been in the past. Where's the Budweiser frogs? You know what I mean?
I know. That's what I'm saying. I love those frogs.
Budweiser.
Those are awesome. See, yeah, I think last year was way better than this year on the commercials.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, you were talking about college. You mentioned something earlier about school. And I'm up here in Denton still. I went to UNT up here,
which I
enjoyed. But you're talking about regrets, and I have a friend who he doesn't regret anything he does. And it's really interesting because I feel like there's certain things he did to kind of slight other people that he shouldn't have done that he should feel sorry for. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't feel sorry for anything. And so his parents are trying to get us to have an intervention for the guy to try to get him into see a therapist or something. They think he, you know, he's not quite as sorry as he needs to be about certain things. Stuff like, you know, breaking up with girlfriends and not caring, like blowing off stuff with his parents for dinner. And I want some advice on that because where's the middle ground, you know?
Yeah, I totally understand. I mean, are you very close with this person?
Yeah, I mean, I went to school with this guy since like middle school, and we're all kind of worried about him. I think he's doing okay. I mean, he's the most confident guy I know, and he's really successful. And so on one hand, I'm jealous. But then on the other hand, I know I really couldn't do what he's done to get to where he is.
Well, you know, there's just some people in life that in general, they do step on other people to get where they are. But I mean, if you would sit down maybe and discuss it with him, I mean, you have to eliminate the fact that, I mean, I'm not saying this, but you'd have to eliminate the fact that there's any drug or alcohol, anything going on like that as well, because sometimes that can inhibit other people's emotions or from feeling a certain way, as well as there are people out there that were born with an ability that they don't really have some sort of compassion. And sometimes you have to tell people, hey, you gotta crank up the compassion dial here a little bit and at least give a rip about somebody. I think I would say something definitely. I mean, I understand the idea of being a little jealous when you see somebody that seems to have everything and gets away with murder and does whatever they want to do, and they're still having a great life. But I think if it really mattered to me and this person matters in my life, I would definitely go to them and tell them what I think and tell them that maybe need to have some more compassion. Also, maybe get in their life and see if there's anything that they're kind of battling or something that they want to talk to. And then if that doesn't work, then you have to kind of step back and say, is this really a friend of mine or, you know, or are we not? I mean, what do you think, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, not all of us are born with a compassionate heart, but compassion can be a learned trait. We can learn how to love others by, you know, going out and being selfless. And, you know, I would just, you know, sit them down, you know, no bull, say, hey, this is how I'm feeling. Why am I feeling this towards you? What can we do where I don't feel this anymore? You know, do you have regret in your heart for hurting those people that you had to, you know, step on to get to where you're at? You know, and a lot of people are on medications that make them feel a certain way. So you have to know, like, hey, you know, are you on some antidepressant? I should know. I mean, those are questions that, you know, you have to ask because so many people are, you know, on so many different things. You know what I mean?
Definitely, because substances, whether legal or illegal, can make people have less regret and less emotion involved with other things, and they don't really feel a connectivity to other people.
Yeah.
And so if you're seeing it and the parents are seeing it and they want to do an intervention, then I would probably talk to that person. And if that doesn't work, then maybe they should follow up with the intervention. And if not, then you have to question why you're spending time with them.
Yeah,
and I feel like me talking to him will probably be the best thing to start because I know if his mom and dad try to get in the mix of this or they try to get, you know, with someone with a lot of power over him, he's not really going to listen. I think if it comes from a friend, it might help him out a little bit more.
I agree with that, too, because it's not a scary situation, as well as it's not a bossy situation, and there's not a leverage being used, as well as y'all are more on the kind of even playing ground, and I think that he'll respect it coming from you, because if he does respect your friendship at all, he'll definitely respect you coming to him first without going through the entire intervention and being going behind his back.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, actually. I'm a fan of the show. Keep up the good work. Thanks for actually being on during Super Bowl Sunday. You helped me out.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We do appreciate it, and I hope that helps, and I hope you'd let me know in the future how that goes.
Thank you, Ashley. Take care, guys.
Take care.
All right, thanks.
Have a good night. That was awesome. You know, I mean, it's so true. We all regret things, and sometimes people have to have a good, healthy dose of regret to understand life. And I think sometimes people are emotionally not there for people, or they don't feel. They don't have the capacity to feel, man, I really just, like, screwed that person. I really hurt that person. And a lot of times, I think when you go to that person and you tell them how you truly feel, there's nothing wrong that can come from it. The only thing that can come from it is regretting not saying something, and then in the end, that person gets hurt, or you get hurt, or somebody gets hurt in the process that maybe you could have changed or aided and abetted in changing that process.
Yeah, that's totally accurate. I want to touch on another perspective real quick with regret, preventing regret. There are certain things, certain universal rules in life where we prevent the regret from happening. Say, drinking and driving, don't do it. If something happens, you're going to regret it. Get tested. You don't want to pass on another disease to another individual. Use protection. Those are all things that we collectively as a people need to do to prevent that regret from happening.
That's great. I didn't even think about that level of it. Yeah, definitely. Be smart about things. And I know sometimes people can say it's easier said than done, whatever. But, you know, really, there are some things, you know, if you are drunk or, you know, and you're incapacitated, just get a cab.
Yeah, there's just a certain trust that we have with each other. I need to know that you're not drinking and driving behind the wheel so I can take my kids out, you know, for a nice family outing. There's just some things that we need to respect. And that's one of them, to prevent the regret from happening.
Exactly.
So
that's great. That's words to live by, wisdom to live by. You know, I think that, you know, these shows, these last shows and upcoming shows are really helpful. And I've been getting a lot of calls, a lot of emails, a lot of tweets, and a lot of Facebook messages. And I really appreciate them. And I'm glad that they are helping as far as people have told me everything from marriage to gambling to drinking to sex to coming out of the closet to not coming out of the closet, all kinds of issues. So I'm glad that we are being of help, and look forward to new topics here in the future. Matt will be joining Tammy Dombeck and I in the studio next weekend. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Ashley.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I love Tammy.
She's great.
Oh, yeah.
She's great.
She's a hoot.
Oh, she is. She is like, it's like fuego with her. I love it. It's like cooking with fire.
Yeah.
You know, cayenne pepper.
Yeah,
exactly. I love that. Yeah, so we're going to be talking about that. And, you know, stop regret when you can. You know, like, you know, after the show's over, you know, you can watch the Super Bowl, whatever. But if there's something that you've been thinking about, something that you've been harboring, something that you need to take care of, go on and start figuring out how to take care of that now. Don't keep waiting. It doesn't get any easier. It actually gets harder. So take care of your responsibilities. Do what's right by yourself. Do what's right around the people. But at the same point in time, you have to be happy in the end. And if you're not happy, you're not happy. And that's not cool. And other people around you are going to be unhappy as well, because you're going to put that unhappiness on them, because that's just what we do, because we're human. So consciously try to find happiness. And lasting words, we really appreciate you tuning in this evening. Next Sunday, 8 p.m., Perspectives with Ashley Burgess here on 570 AM, KLIF. You can listen on 570 The Dial or on iHeartRadio app. We hope you have a great night and happy Super Bowl Sunday.
Are you making a career transition or starting a new business? Have you been feeling dissatisfied, reevaluating life choices, or simply looking for personal and professional breakthroughs? Maybe it's time you look into getting yourself a session with renowned certified life coach Ashley Burgess. Life coaching deals with all areas of a person's life, because issues in any one area can affect all others. Life coaching is a process which helps to solve daily problems, increasing the understanding of life's natural philosophy. As a licensed and board-certified master life coach, Ashley Burgess empowers individuals in a supportive and non-judgmental way. Ashley understands that life coaching is a special relationship between herself and her client, and your anonymity will always be held in the highest regard. Life coaching is a practice with the stated aim of helping clients determine and achieve personal goals. Ashley Burgess helps people to recognize their goals and to both recognize and overcome the obstacles that are keeping them from getting there. For more information, visit ashleyburgess.org. That's A-S-H-L-E-Y-B-E-R-G-E-S.org.